30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And a great big happy good morning to you all from my house, Rosie's house. Come on in and sit down. If you'd like to join the conversation, this is our open line hour where you can ask any question you want about home remodeling, home maintenance, or home improvement. We've really covered the gamut this morning. We had the editor of Arizona Highways in talking about all that they've got going on at Arizona Highways and the magazine and their little staycation they're putting together. And then we had Julie Murphy in here and talking garlic and wine all the last hour. You know, I only have one gripe to hold against the Arizona wine industry specifically.
The prices of hotels around the areas
have
done?
I used to go to Sonoyta and stay for $39 at the Stage Stop or the Sonoyta Inn. I mean, any time of year, it was a nice room for $39. And now it's a destination point, and you can't hardly get a room for under $100. But it is one of my favorite parts of the whole. We were talking to the folks from Camp Verde Vineyards today, but that whole Sonoyta area kind of got started in Arizona, and that's one of my favorite corners of the state. I love it.
Pretty area.
Yeah.
Pretty mountains.
All right, so we're here for you this hour. We're going to take questions about home remodeling and home improvement.
And in the Sonoyta area, you can catch Rosie on the House out of Tucson, 790 KNST, or out of Green Valley, KGVY.
That's right. And Jennifer was talking at the top of the hour. We need to let people know you can still get a calendar. She's been getting some input that maybe they feel like we've gone through the entire first run. And don't worry, when we're out of the first run, I think Romy's already getting ready to tell the printer to start the second run. Look at this nice little card that we got from Pearl in Casa Grande. She addresses it to me, Rosie Romero, at Rosie on the House. Gives a nice little card. It says, "Dear Rosie, congratulations, 30 years of excellent, useful service to Arizona. I enjoy your Saturday morning program. God bless you for your faithful service, wisdom, and advice. Enclosed, please find a $5 check to at least pay for the postage on the home calendar. Thank you. I received it on Saturday."
What a sweetheart. That is. Should we put that in a frame?
I think we should frame that. That's awesome.
I just wanted to give a little detail on that calendar mailing. Our plan is to mail at the end of every month, just one mailing at the end of the month. We're going to extend February through today, Saturday. So if you get your full name and address to info@rosieonthehouse.com, you'll get your mailing with the February batch.
Perfect. And you can order it all year long. It's something that we will just continue every single month. We have our home maintenance to-dos. We've got our gardening lineup. We've got our items for the house. It's designed to be very functional. But you can also download it now. We did have one complaint on the newsletter. It was when we put it together, we wanted to do something fun and interactive with the homeowners. So we had this photo contest. And I don't know how many times I said it's not going to be the featured picture. We're not creating something to compete with Arizona That's Highways right. or take away from them. But you'll be able to see a nice Arizona landscape picture. And one of the recipients, he ordered the calendar, so he had to hear us talking about it because the only place you could have learned about the calendar was this program, but somehow didn't hear that it wasn't the featured picture. And each month we feature something different. January was hardscapes. February was pest control. March is windows. April is outdoor living. May is automotive. June is roofing, and so on. So that's the featured picture. And But here's the good news. When we started putting it together, there were so many moving parts. We didn't have an exact – we had so many different drafts. And if you saw the first draft to the final draft – there was definitely major improvements that came along. But now that it's done and we have it, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com. Under Homeowner Resources, it's the third option, select Calendar. Well, we have the PDF for each month, and those PDFs are interactive. So when you click on March and you see the window maintenance keywords, you can click on that, and it'll take you to the article on window maintenance that Adam Homer from Pella will be in at 9:30 talking us through window maintenance. So you can see what it looks like, and if you don't want to order it, well, then don't order it. But we, or if you just wanted the digital copy, each month we put next month up, so you can just save the PDF. I have them bookmarked. I didn't download them, but I've got them all bookmarked because they'll be online indefinitely.
It'll be the most content-heavy calendar you've ever received, and it's filled with links to topics revolving around what you should be doing in, about, and around your house that particular time of year. So it is a homeowner's maintenance scheduled calendar that just happens to include some award-winning photographs up in the middle of the page.
And today's calendar, March, or in this month, it's actually the second place photograph, and it's a beautiful picture, and it will be part of our trivia for our ticket giveaway coming up the next segment.
Okay. So you got to have a calendar to participate in the ticket giveaway we're going, or you log on and see it digitally. All right, let's go ahead and get to the phones. We invite you in this 9 o'clock hour to call in 1-888-767-4348. So that's what we do. We get callers, homeowners from around the state to visit with us about what they're trying to get done. And we've got Fred calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Fred.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I've got a house that was built originally in 1958. I've been in it since 2001. And within the last year, I've experienced cracking on the inside. I've got a linoleum grate room that I can see underneath that there's a line in the foundation that is sure enough a crack. And just wondering if something like this is pretty unusual. I would suspect it is.
Well, you know, the home was 53 years old when you bought it, and that was 17 years ago, and this dilemma has just shown up in the last how long? 6 months? Year and a half?
For the majority of it in the last 6 months, and I had my roof replaced when we had the hailstorm in 2009-ish,
okay.
And a little bit of stuff happened there because I had 3 layers of shingle on my house, but in the last 6 months, I tell you, there's cracks that have opened up into kind of big stuff. My carport, it's a 2-car carport, has got nail holes popping through, like the drywall is changing.
Fred, a lot of times in an older home like that, the surrounding area gets redeveloped. Has there been any redevelopment immediately adjacent to the property?
Well, I'm about 2 blocks from the light rail. And the extension that went to the end of the light rail is about 2 blocks from my house.
Okay, but that didn't change any surface drainage. And I know that's a hard question to ask. We've been so dry the last year. But in the winter of last year, when we had plenty of rainfall, a neighbor hasn't re-landscaped, a redevelopment project hasn't redirected any more moisture onto your lot than before, has it?
No, not at all.
Okay, then what
old neighborhood.
Okay, your water bill hasn't gone up?
Nope.
Okay, so when an older home starts moving, it's 90% of the time being driven by moisture. The next thing we're going to have to do, Fred, on a home as old as yours, is we're going to have to do a pressure test on the sewer line and run a camera down it and just make sure we don't have a collapsed or porous sewer line that's injecting moisture into the soil underneath the house. That's going to be the number one recommendation I've got for you. You can also get on our website, roseonhouse.com, and look under foundation repair specialists. We've got 2 on the website that are Rosie certified. Have them come out and take a look at it. But I'm telling you, they're probably going to tell you exactly what I'm telling you. What general area of town are you in? Do we still have Fred?
Dunlap.
Dunlap and what?
19th Avenue.
Yeah, call Walker Plumbing or Thunderbird Plumbing and have them come out and do a sewer line assessment. They'll pressurize the sewer pipe, make sure it can hold the pressure. If it can't, that's an indication we've got a perforation somewhere, or they'll run a camera down it. Let's check that. That won't be horribly expensive, but we got to eliminate the moisture, and I'm all but positive that's probably the case. What I'll want you to do is hang on, and I'm going to get your exact address, and then I'm going to do a Google Earth and drop in on top of you visually, take a look at it during the break, and see if I see anything else going on. So, Fred, we appreciate the call. That opens a line for you at 1-888-767-4348 if you're trying to tackle something around the house. We've been building and remodeling all across the great state of Arizona for nigh on to 50 years. And if we can't help you, kind of guide you through whatever project or dilemma you're experiencing, chances are we know somebody in your neighborhood that's trustworthy, expert, that we can direct you to and get you in the hands of somebody that will treat you right and get you all set up. So I hope that helps. That's an old house to be settling. That's sure. That's a really old house to be settling.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you to join the conversation. Text to 411-923 or email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We have a little notice here with everything going on, APS and the solar rate. There is a limited time because it's a limited supply offer. You can learn about it at rosieonthehouse.com that Sun Valley Solar Solutions has put together to help you get solar and offset your electric cost. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com, and it's in the quick links, but they've got some 7,700-kilowatt system package that they've put together, and it has something to do with this tariffs and the solar panels and the imports. So it's, we'll cover in more detail. But if you're considering solar, yeah, I would check that out.
I'll tell you something to check out. I want you to go check this out. Just go to your website, go to your big computer there, and go to sandersonford.com. You can shop from home, you can buy from home, and they will deliver your car to your very doorstep. Now, I'm talking about the complete lineup. They don't just have a couple cars on the internet for you to shop through. They have the entire Ford lineup. So go ahead, scroll down, take a look at the Mustangs, the Fusions, the Explorers, the Expeditions, the number one selling pickup truck in the planet for 40 years, the F-150. Go ahead and scroll over and take a look at the couple Raptors they got. Ooh, yeah. That's like a pickup truck and a Mustang thrown in a blender. It all comes out of Raptor. Sanderson Ford, if you want to go and just actually touch the cars, get over to 51st Avenue in Glendale. But just remember, they're always closed on Sunday.